Blog Talk Radio.
What's cracking? It's Big Snow. You know I done took you to the mountaintop, but on trip. Let's go where they're doing it at. The G Goo Show. Flashback Friday.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, DJ Kev Ski, straight from Harlem, fifth Beatle of the Get Fresh crew. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM.
Yay, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yes, we are live. Welcome to the G Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tonight it's just Cousin Marcy because Queen is on vacation still. So it's on Cousin Marcy will be taking over the show tonight and playing some nice grooves for you. It's the Blue Eyed Soul episode part two. So I'm going to let Marcy take it over.
Part two. Yay. Happy Friday. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hi, Buster Juicy. How are you today?
I'm good, Marcy. I'm good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We are definitely back. We're going to do a little of that Blue Eyed Soul part two, like you mentioned. Shout out to Queen Jean. We miss you. Tap in if you're able. But, yeah, we're ready to get it going on again. That other one was so good, so why not? Let's just keep that thing rolling. And there might be a little delay, so Mr. G. Lou, just tap in when you can let me know if you can hear me okay.
Okay, no, I hear you fine. You're good. I hear you fine.
Oh, perfect. Okay, cool. So, yes, we want to always shout out our sponsors, DTP Media, Didi Harrison, of course, Mr. G. Lou, and all the YouTube, the items that are on there, the merchandise. We thank you so much. To our listeners that may be tuning in, of course, you could call in at 914-803-4001, and I'm going to do that just a little bit better. I had to get them on my screen. But, of course, shout out BTP Media Group, Tweet Cadillac, One World Magazine, the G-Lu After Hours Live, and DD Harrison. So I don't have any too much to say about anything today. Some things did happen in the news. Of course, Brittany Griner, they have sentenced her to 9 years in a Russia prison for her crime over there of having a weed pen. Other than that, there was a horrible, horrible crash. We want to send our condolences to the family that had lost their lives over there at the gas station on La Brea.
Slauson,
and
La Brea.
Slauson. That's a,
I actually live 5 minutes from there.
Yeah, it's a very populated area.
Right by that Wiener Schnitzel. That's crazy, man.
Yeah,
rest in peace to the people. That
there.
Lady was the only one that,
yeah.
that survived. The lady that,
right.
that did the crash. That's crazy.
Yeah, and they don't, like, there's, like, speculations, of course. I mean, yeah, it's just horrible, but when you see it on the videos, like, there was no intention of stopping. So now they may be thinking that someone might have been chasing her, but we'll just keep you all updated, like, during the week as we hear more things on the other, on the other shows that we have. But, yeah, that was a horrible thing. I used to work right there for Crystal Stairs and frequent those gas stations often, so... That's just like, man, that's horrible. Rest in peace to all the lost ones. But, yeah, so I see you bought us in with that
you
play at your own risk.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, let me go to the phone line. Caller, hello, 267.
Okay,
it's cracking.
Hey, yay. What's up?
What up, though?
Are y'all living
though?
Out
yay,
there?
Yay. How are you out there? Happy Fabulous Friday. Who we got on the line?
DJ Maniac.
Yay, DJ Maniac. What's good?
DJ
How's
Maniac.
My week is good. Just a little tired. Haven't been getting enough sleep lately.
Yeah, that's like the worldwide. We talked about that a little bit last night. Yeah, just try to... Get in where you fit in with that and maybe cut out a little of that screen time. That might help. I had to whoop myself into that. So, yeah. Well, it is always good when you call in. We just going to be doing some Blue Eye Soul again. So I hope you stay with us. Did you have anything that you might want to hear tonight?
Oh, man. I would love to hear Freddie Jackson and Tasty Love.
Freddie Jackson, okay. Yeah. Alrighty, well he's on the other end of the other color box, but we might have to slip that in. I think I got another song to play today, but we might you'll see why you listen. Yeah, we doing Blue Eyes Soul tonight. So what about you, got anything from them like the Bee Gees or you know, a group
I'm sorry.
Like that? You don't gotta be sorry.
I would definitely say How Deep Is Your Love. I love that.
Okay. Alrighty. I was thinking about that one too today. So we gonna put that one down on there for you. We'll definitely fit that in, okay?
Yeah. And shout out to G-Lu and the family.
Yeah, yeah. What up,
yes,
Maniac?
Yes.
I got something too. I'll send it to you. I'm going to try to play that before we get out of here. You got an exclusive.
Oh, perfect.
My DJ, man. Yeah, yeah. We'll see, though. Well,
oh,
I got
wow.
you, old man. Much love, Maniac.
Much love and respect.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that is definitely what's up. Thank you, DJ Maniac. Ooh, we got a caller already. Okay, let me get my green juice and get it together over here. Well, Mr. G-Lu, I don't have anything that I gave you on what Blue Eyed Soul was considered last week, but this week we're going to fit some of those artists in that we didn't get to include last week. Like, you remember Wham or Tears for Fears. We mentioned them last week. Depeche Mode. So we're going to fit the people in that we didn't fit in last week. And, of course, any requests from callers. So, again, we're at 914-803-4001. And my DJ is ready. I'm ready to roll. You ready to roll, sir?
Yep. Let's get it. What you got for me? What we doing?
So what we doing first, we're going to go ahead and kick it off with some Kenny Loggins, okay? This is it, and you'll also hear a familiar
Footloose.
Voice in the background. Yeah, that was some Footloose. Yep, and Michael McDonald helped them a little bit on that. They worked together on a lot of songs. But, yeah, let's go on and kick this thing off. Fabulous Fridays, Blue Eye Soul Part 2. This is it, Kenny Rogers. Enjoy. Mr. Kenny Loggins, and he was born in Everett, Washington, lived in Detroit and Seattle with his family before settling in Alhambra, California. So he's kind of one of our local jewels, known as the Soundtrack King. Kenny Loggins has been featured on more than five, including Footloose. He recorded What a Fool Believes, just as Michael McDonald did, because they did do a lot of work together.
Hold up.
Another sound.
Did you say he lived in Alhambra, California?
He grew up in Alhambra, California, and then he graduated from San Gabriel High School, Mission High School.
Wow.
Yep. You
know
that,
that's
right?
That's where I
like
lived at.
Like your neighbor. Right.
I lived
like
in Alhambra, went to Alhambra High and San Gabriel High at one time. Wow.
See? Well, he's,
right. Well, he's
I don't
before
know your
my
age,
time,
but he graduated.
He's older than me.
Yeah,
I'm
he
sure.
graduated
yeah.
in 1966.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was nowhere to be found then. I was nowhere to be found. Nowhere. Nowhere in the vicinity. Not even in the atmosphere. But that
right,
is crazy, though.
Right.
I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah. He's one of our locals. I didn't know that either. You see how
That's
we
crazy.
Find out, you know, things about these artists
right.
that we, you know, wouldn't even know. But why not? Why wouldn't he be, you know, a Californian or from, you know, the West Coast? Because clearly he had the soul. So
Yeah,
that was Kenny Loggins. I think I liked Footloose more than that song when I did discover This Is It. Yeah, I just fell in love with that one. So shout out to you, Kenny. Well, we're going to keep it going with one of his other brothers in the musical industry. He was singing in the background. And on this one, he is going to be front running finally. Last week, we did not hear any Michael McDonald in the front, but we'll hear it on Taking It to the Streets, and that's where we're going to go to next with the Doobie Brothers. Hey, get your dancing shoes on. They said they ain't taking it no more. They gonna
let's
take
go.
It to the streets, and let's go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, DJ Kev Ski, straight from Harlem, fifth Beatle of the Get Fresh crew. Thanks for tuning in to the G-Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G-Lou. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM.
What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love.
The moment that you wonder why.
We are back. Fabulous Fridays. Cousin Mercy, Queen Jean out there in spirit, and Mr. G-Lou. Man, the Bee Gees.
Blue-eyed soul. The baddest. They one of the baddest blue-eyed brothers that I know.
Baddest. Thank you for that request, DJ Maniac. Yeah, they are. They truly are. They just really put
them
you
the
in
Doobie
a mood.
Brother.
Yeah, the Doobies who are over here with us as well. They from San Jose.
Wow.
I said, oh, okay. Now I get it. The Doobie Brothers. Yeah, so they're from San Jose. And then we had Wham. He snuck that on in there. Yep, and Wham. I don't know. That he was just, I don't know. He was crying about that sister. I don't know. She pissed him off or something. He said, give me a break. Why you want everything? Yeah, that's so.
That was George Michael and them, huh?
Right, Wham. I used to love Wham. Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to be like, damn, what is he going through? Like, what is this girl putting him through? He got to the end and was like, girl, I don't even think I love
that
him.
Other
like,
one,
what?
Though, was a jam, though. You should have chose that other one he had, that slow one, that kind of slow joint. That joint was
Which
hard.
One?
Sound like some Prince shit. I think it was by George Michael.
You talked about not was father figure
shit,
or
no. Well, it was like I can't think of it. It'll come to me though.
It's slow? Is it slow?
Yes. Yeah, it's like slow, yeah. Like some Prince type
okay.
shit. That shit is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know which one you're talking about. It came off the Faith album, I believe. Yeah, we might have to split that on in because we is like moving right along. I might not have picked enough for tonight, but yeah, we'll get that one on too. I know which one you're talking about when I get the name. Was it too? He was told.
You say who?
George Michael.
Mm.
Yeah, he was living fit and too legit to quit. Yeah. Mhm. Well, our next group, we didn't get them on last week. You specifically named. And heard this before a lot of time or two. If you watch any kind of sports or participated in any kind of sports, you know all about what another one did. Another one bites the dust. By Queen. Oh, my gosh. Where is... Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Sorry, folks.
What?
Careless Whisper.
Yeah, that's it right there. That's it. That's it.
That's the
it.
One.
Yep.
Fabulous Fridays.
Walks barely down the street with the pimp pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
That's a bad jam on the low, though.
Now that bass drum, I mean that bass guitar.
That was bad.
Man,
that was bad.
Super bad. And not like that. That's a horrible thing like to say, but I had something I had wanted to bring up, man, and stay at home news or stay out the way news. The McDonald's employee died after being shot over serving cold French fries to the patron's mother. You seen that in New York?
Yeah, I did.
Crazy.
I did. So sad. Rest in peace to that young man. Yeah, it's bad like that right now, man. Yeah.
You got to, like we all say, we have to stay prayed up. We pray every day. I wouldn't dare want to be out there serving somebody, a customer, face-to-face, anything. Now, I just, you know, I pray for my children. They all have food service jobs, so it's just like, man.
You just
got to
be careful,
like,
too. You can't see. You got to be careful because what it is, too, something small can turn into something big, see, because what it is, I'm not saying this in this situation because I don't know, I wasn't there, but I know people are petty. You know, you got customers because it's not, we've been seeing a lot of this lately with the drive-thrus and people getting crazy, jumping in the windows. And so it's like when these customers, you know, you got to learn how to, just like the other way around. When I go through, which is very rare, but go through a drive-thru or something, man, I never go back and forth. Or if I'm with a female, tell her, hey, don't do that. You know, because it can get crazy either way. You talking crazy to them, they spitting your food, or vice versa nowadays. Because what is going on nowadays, the people you have working there, it's not like how back in the days, even though it's a fast food restaurant, you had kind of respectable and responsible people. Now just anybody work there because they got to get anybody to work because it's hard to even get workers. So a lot of the people that work there are not worthy. You know what I mean? So they're petty. A lot of them just kind of ignorant and real ghetto, and so it could just go there real fast, and vice versa with the customers, I meant, too. You know what I mean? So you know, they can go there real fast on you, like cold fries. Hey, fuck, who you got? Then you may say something back to them. Hey,
goodness.
Who you talking to? And it just go from there, and you may have a crazy person in that driver's seat that goes stupid or whatever the case, in the restaurant wherever it happened, and it can go all bad, you know, just like that. So we just got to be careful. I'm not going to get into it. It's not that serious. If the fries are cold, okay, we'll get you some more. If not, hey, you can talk to the manager. I'm not going to go back and forth with you.
That's an easy fix as the ex-McDonald's employee. That's the easiest freaking thing to do. You put some more fries in the basket, and you drop them down and tell them to park their car.
Keep it moving.
That's it. But
yeah, you can't go back and forth with people, man, because these people just be really – you don't know what kind of drugs they on. You don't know what's going on with them in their head, what type of day they had or anything. And they just going to go, people just go stupid now. They don't care, you know?
Lock it all down. No. it back
down. For real, man.
Like, lock it all the way back down. 914-803-4001.
Go back to quarantine.
Go back. Lock it all back down.
It was safe then, huh? Now it was in turned up 10 times. Like, they got off quarantine and turned up. Like, I know just even like L.A., all the, you know, it's crazy now. It had been real kind of nice these past few years, really. Now it's, like, turned up to the max, just like that.
They ran out
just
of money.
Just like that.
That's the whole thing. They ran out of money.
All that money ran out on.
EDD, the PPP, all the money.
PPP,
they said that was going to happen.
OPP. Yeah, and now they're just going crazy. They took it back to the 80s, robbing jewelry stores and sledgehammers. It's some wild shit going on right now, man. So y'all just stay safe. Like she said, stay out the way if you can. Stay out the way. Sit your ass down at home. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing out there, really. You know what I mean? So just try to do that. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, hello.
For sure.
Yo, what's up? It's Captain Lockdown. Everybody back
good evening,
inside.
Sir.
Back inside. All right,
for real, fast, in a hurry.
I would actually
good evening,
love
caller.
It.
Yeah,
I would,
lock it
I would
down.
Love
good
it.
Evening.
Good evening, man. I would love it to be locked down. It was so peaceful. Wasn't a lot of traffic.
Right.
Man, I was loving every minute of it. I was getting free money at work.
No traffic.
Because no, nobody.
They were bringing the food
to
the
spot.
House for the kids.
Man, it was cool, man. It was a way better sense of safety. And, you know, nobody want to, especially trying to go to a McDonald's and there's 50 million people in there. But that lockdown was, I enjoyed every minute
of
it.
It was cool. You're right. You make you appreciate it now. Make you appreciate it.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, I stayed on lockdown. Tweet, after that shit was off, I still do the same thing. I mean, I go down to my business and be right back at the house, homie. I'm out the way.
Yep. Me too. Me too, man. I got like about 3,000 miles on my recliner in county. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
That's the same.
What you
here.
Think about these blue-eyed soul brothers, Marcy jamming tonight? Tweet. What you know about them good old, some of them good blue-eyed soul brothers that Marcy doing tonight?
Well, actually, I was a little late. I just tuned in about 10 minutes ago. Only thing I really caught was Another One Bites the Dust. So I don't know what I missed, but, you know man,
you ain't missed too much. You ain't missed too much.
All right. Coolio, keep them coming in. Keep them. The Blue-Eyed Soul Brothers. Okay, I get it.
Now.
I get it.
This is who all was blue,
just
you know,
anybody.
All the white boys, man. This is keep it real. All the bad white boys, man.
Okay, well, I hope you threw some Bowie and some Rod Stewart up in there.
Oh,
wow.
See, Marcy?
It's always one. Yep, you said got one and one is not on there, but we could definitely fit right
but
in.
She got a close. She got something close to it.
Okay, well,
I got
I got a request.
For sure, though.
I got a request. I want to hear.
What's that?
I want to hear Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Oh, shit. That's a bad one. That's a bad one, too.
I tease my girls singing that song around the house. They be, like, rolling their eyes, like, what is wrong with you?
Those were the days. Those were
bad
the
jams, Jack. That's a bad jam,
Jack. That's a good one.
I remember dancing to that in the club. That's so the old I am.
Oh, dang. Oh, wow. I think I was like 7. I knew the song.
Wow. All
right,
well,
y'all. We're going to
take care of you. Thank you so much for calling as per usual.
I know. That's what I do, man. That's what I do. I'll bill you later.
Peace out. All
right, homie.
All right. That's a good one that he picked.
Yeah.
But we definitely have some. I think I did maybe, I'm counting them now, because 8 plus 2 is 10 times 5. What is that, 500? So, yeah, I've been about 500 hours just, like, at my desk, period. You can ask Queen. Mm. I was just thinking about the lockdown. It's just, yeah, that's it. Wow. That'll be really easy for me. Yep, but you are here with Fabulous Fridays, Cousin Marcy, Mr. G Lou, and Queen Jean, and we're about to get into some David Bowie with Queen Under Pressure.
Come on now.
Monkeypox got them under pressure. COVID got them under pressure.
Thank you. but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Thank you so much, G. Lou. Listen, I want to give a big, big, big shout out to you, man. 100 salutes. Love, man. I mean, beautiful show, man. I appreciate you. Also, I want to give a shout out again to Queen Jean because she's not here. So I want to say her thank you, and I wish you could have been present, but maybe one day again we can do it again. Y'all just give me a call, anything you need. And again, big shouts out to my man, Jeff Kwan.
It's MC Peaches. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on Flashback Fridays, hosted by G Lou. Big up to the sponsors, BT Media and 93 Tweet.
914-803-4001. We are back, Flashback Fridays. Cousin Mercy, Mr. G Lou, and Queen Jean. Miss you, Queen. Yes, we are moving and grooving. Rod Stewart was tearing that up a little bit.
That's a bad jam.
He really had it going. Oh, I like Rod Stewart, and I've always liked him. I remember when I was little, I was like, "Look at this little short guy. Look at him."
With that hair.
Short like me, right? With that hair and the way he would dance. Yeah, he's just a gem. I love him too. Yes. So, dancing, kissing, holding hands, shaking hands is ways to spread monkeypox right now if you're out there doing any of that. Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson welcome their second child via a surrogate. Don't know already. Blueface and Jaden Alexis welcome their baby girl 3 days after him and Chris Shan was out there on Hollywood Boulevard playing Rock'em Sock'em Robots with each other. And Kim Kardashian.
Oh, we got
and
another
Davidson
baby from someone else.
It quits. Oh yeah, he has a whole another. Yeah, his baby mom that his mom was attacking that they caught on camera. One of those on camera things like we were talking about on our viral virus show. Yeah, his mother had actually attacked this young lady, but he had a baby with her already, and they just had another baby. I don't know if they're together or not, but just some of the creepy headlines I just ran my eyes across. Yeah, and these other two, I don't know why they're using a surrogate. Not my business. I just read it. This WEIRD, like, weird. Like, weirder and weirder. I don't know. It's a mess. Fabulous Friday. A PRD mess. Just a mess. Oh, my gosh. So don't be out there shaking no hands. I'm sorry, y'all. Back to giving fist bumps and elbow bumps. Yeah, keep yourself safe. Still wear your mask. Don't be in nobody's face. I mean, I don't know why I feel like I'm the public advocate for that, because I just keep saying that, like, it's getting real out here. And yep. Germ warfare is also a thing, and that's what it seems like. It's just, like, headed that way. Like, everything is, like, germy. Like, ugh. You know? But we're not going to stay stuck on that. We're going to keep this thing moving and grooving right along. So we did hear Under Pressure. You going to fit your Careless Whisper in there. Don't forget about that. And then we did have another treat, because we got a lot of Simply Red fans out there. I know I'm one. Shout out to my coworker, Miss Gill. She's one too. But tonight, let's get into some Simply Red when he did the remake of If You Don't Know Me By Now. This one goes, and it still goes to this day. So, yep, Simply Red, If You Don't Know Me By Now.
Understand it like I understand you. Now, girl, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to break up our happy home. Oh, I don't get so excited when I come home a little late at night. Cause we only act like children when we argue, fuss, and fight. If you don't know me by now, you will never, never, never know me. No, you won't. If you mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, it should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together. Oh, we might as well say goodbye. What good is a love affair when you can't see eye to eye?
baby hair with a woman's eye. I can feel you watching in the night. All along with me, I'm waiting for the sunlight. Warm me, and when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Sarah, oh, just smile and laugh for me, Sarah. If you feel like leaving, you know you can go. But why don't you stay until tomorrow? If you wanna be free, you know, all you got to do is say.
Yay, yay. That was Bobby Dupree.
Yay, yay.
We're still away. We are back. Fabulous Fridays. Thank you, Mr. D. Lou. Everything sounds so good. Don't you agree? We heard Sarah Smile before that. I want to give a shout out to Daryl from Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates.
Daryl Hall.
He's had this, Daryl Hall. He's one half of Hall & Oates, as we know. And he's been having this program on. It's called Live from Daryl's House with Daryl. What he does is he just brings, like, musicians to his house, like, on his ranch, and they just jam out and sing their songs. He's had, like, Sammy Hagar, Joe Walsh, Trick, Cheap Trick, Kenny Loggins, Todd Rundgren, Nick Lowe, the OJs, Aaron Neville. I've seen a couple of them, but
where
it's
can we
really
find this
cute.
At?
Like, you could find it, like, a lot of them, they're on YouTube. It did used to come on a cable network. I think it was A&E. I forget. But they're definitely on YouTube. They're called Live from Daryl's House, and they're just, like, really cute if you like stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's cool. They really playing their instruments, so yeah. Yep. So we is on this thing, 914-803-4001. Shout out to Queen G. Miss you, Queen.
Queen G.
But we are here. Yes, she is winding up that tour, man. I was thinking about that today. I was like, man, she did that. She did that. It's like winding down now, so yeah, but we miss you. Yep, so we've been doing like a lot of slow, kind of just like easy listening, pardon me, folks, music where you kind of just, you're hearing every instrument, but we're about to get into some in the 80s. I don't know if you remember, Gila, when the synth pop came, and they pushed synth pop right over into, everybody's going to listen, talking about people like Culture Club, Boy George. You'll hear the change in the instrument.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when the synthesizer came along, and we started pushing that electric line.
MTV.
And then MTV, of course, there you go, took the words right out of my mouth. MTV took that, pushed it, and then we got the visuals to it. So you can look at one of the first videos, Video Killed the Radio Star, and it was just like real futuristic. The other group started to follow that. We had one group, they came out with the Take On Me by A-ha, and the whole video was just a cartoon drawing, like the whole thing. We have Michael Jackson. He was stepping on the, you know, the illuminated
Billie
lights
Jean.
When he did Billie Jean, right? But what I was getting to just with all that is what we were hearing was a totally different sound. That sync pop came in, a synthesizer, and it was just all history from there. So some of our next groups, you'll be able to hear the difference, but it's still considered Blue Eye Soul because we all had to listen to it, and we wound up loving it. So where you want to take it to next? We went a little off. You want to go where Everybody Rules the World, Wants to Rule the World, Tears for Fears?
Yeah, we could do that.
Sounds good to me. Let's roll. Fabulous Fridays, Cousin Marcy, Mr. G Lou, and Queen Jean. That's right.
Yeah.
Even while we What's good? It's your man MC Shan, and you tuned into the G Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. You already know what it is. One time for your mind, two times for your soul.
So beautiful, don't you
agree? Yay. It sure does. It sure does. Shout out to Level 42 with Something About You, giving us a little bit of that synth pop, okay? Using those drum machine sequences to replace all other instruments. Some artists of today that are using those kinds of sounds are Travis Scott, Don Toliver, and so on. I don't know if you're familiar with any of those guys, but yeah, and their music sounds just like that. But yeah, it does sound so good. Fabulous Fridays, Cousin Marcy, Queen Jean, and G Lou. We almost there. He's almost done. What's going on the after hours tonight?
Man, we got my homegirl, man, from the jungles, man. My homegirl, Latanya Ward, a.k.a. Powerful as a Motherfucker. That's her IG moniker. But she is just like, yeah, she's a cold female, man. She's like, she really has a cold story. But, like, we're going to focus more on the positive now because she's grown so much. I interviewed her, I think, a year or two ago. But she come from the jungle. She, you know, she was a female, like, gang member, hard, all that, like, you know what I mean?
Wow.
But her growth, like, she's gotten... Yeah, she's from the jungle, Black Peach Stones, but she has grown so much and done so many great things, now has nonprofit organizations. She was one actually who put the march together, even though Big U and all them get credit when Nipsey passed away, you know, when all the guys came together and did that march, Hate Trays and all the different neighborhoods and rivals came together. She was part of putting that together. But since then, she started nonprofit organizations. She has a successful pudding she sells banana pudding all over the city, real popular.
Oh, okay.
She has a nonprofit, and she does a lot of just great things. So she's going to be on tonight to talk about some things and just talk about her growth, man, because I'm just, you know, she's a good girl, man, but she's came a long way. So she got a cold story. So tune in tonight on the After Hours, man, 9:30 p.m. Pacific, 12:30 Eastern on the YouTube G Lou Show channel. She'll be pretty good.
That's right. Yeah, everybody tune in as well. Yeah, that's going to be a good show, so I'll be tuning in. Everybody tune in after hours on the YouTube. Yep. After Fabulous Fridays, of course. Well, okay. I don't know. I think I'm down to three little songs.
But check this out. I forgot. Let me slide this one in here right quick for my ladies out there. You know what I mean? Feel me right now. Pull your ear hole up to the speaker so I can talk to you.
All right. There you go, lady. Oh, you're careless.
along with George Michael right there, formerly of Wham. That's a cold one, but I still think it's one more. It's still one more, though, he has. I'm still sleeping on just one more, too. I can't think of it. It made me just think of it now.
Faith.
That's a bad one.
Faith.
No, because it was, like, slow.
But you said
that's not
Prince
it, but
like...
it was Prince-like, and I was thinking of this one. This one was hard, too, though. This is my shit, too. But it's still one more. It's one more that George Michael got. If anybody out there, you can help me out, let me know. But it's, I know it's one more.
Please. We got to figure this song out. And I'm really wrecking my brain, too, because I thought I knew George really good.
It's one more out there he got.
I'm
it's one more.
Faith. I don't know why.
Gotta
I
have faith. No, not that one. I know that song. It ain't that one. I know the one
it
he probably got. Gotta
freedom.
Have faith.
I do, hope it do, wasn't do. One more
no,
try.
No, it was like slow. That shit was like slow. It was like hard. It was like this. It was harder than this one though. This one was hard too though. But there's one more out there.
Up before we go, though. Let me see. Not let. Don't let the sun go down on me.
I don't know. You know what? When we go to this next break, I'm a dig it up. You know what I mean? I'm a dig it up. I ain't really.
You gotta go digging them crates.
I gotta dig in the crates,
me.
Man.
Like,
I got to think of the crates, man. But shout out to everyone out there. Shout out to George Michael, man, with his little funny self. But he has some hard music, you know what I'm saying? Respect. What's happening, Marcy?
I forgot Robert Palmer did. I didn't mean to turn you on first before Sherelle stole it. I took a little look at that video today, man. That video, I just remember that from childhood. He had the ladies up there with the guitar with their red lipstick and their tight black dresses. Oh, my gosh. It was cold. It was like some 007 stuff to me. I was just like, man, that was just like a bomb idea. But he died at a young age. He died at 53 from a heart attack.
Wow.
I mean, 54. So sorry. Yeah. And, of course, he's also from the U.K., was never in a group, but
Robert Palmer.
I really like Robert Palmer.
He was cold, dude.
Yeah, he was.
He
had some good
stuff.
Ideas. Right? He got on the list for the Blue Eyed Soul Part 2. Go, Robert Palmer. So it's like a competition almost because, and the other thing, I don't know if anyone noticed, we should have had a contest, or have you noticed what's happening tonight? Something didn't happen. Are you noticing with the music that we playing?
What's that?
We didn't play all male artists. We haven't played one female.
Oh, no females. Oh yeah, and there's some bad,
wow.
cold female white girls out there too that we need to. We could probably do that next. The Blue Eyed Soul or whatever. You know, you got
to
bring Madonna up in there. You got to definitely bring Madonna. You know, it's a lot of cold white girls, man. That. Tina Marie. I don't know if you want to put Tina Marie as the hardest ever, but she may be too much for them. We may not. We'll leave Tina Marie out. But it's some bad white girls out there.
Yeah,
she's cold anyway. She like she need her own. She need her own section. Yeah, Cyndi Lauper.
Madonna, of course, because she really did come before auto.
Madonna was hard. She was the '80s.
She was. She between it was her, Michael, and Prince. Her, Michael, and Prince. But, yeah, I took a look at that, and I said, man, we didn't get no fees on here tonight. Where was they at? I don't know. What else was in? Aw, dudes. Well, next time for the contest, listeners, we'll have a contest. Well, what didn't we play? So we really didn't get into – we do have one on here. We're going to get into Foreigner, Waiting for a Girl Like You.
Oh,
Foreigner
I don't
like
have
– real
that,
deal.
No, nah, they were
oh,
hard, but
Foreigner?
We don't have that one. I had issues trying to download,
you know,
that
what?
For some reason.
Say that. I don't know why.
I don't know what they got.
They
shit.
Like,
they got they
really
shit on lock.
Popular. I was just about to get into that. Yeah, their stuff is. They're one of those groups. Okay, so we're gonna scratch them.
Shout out
so
to Foreigner though.
Sense.
I rock with them. I love them in the
80s. Foreigner. I do too.
Yeah,
but yes,
sure.
Their stuff is on super.
They were from a different country
lockdown.
Too, right?
I think they're from Australia. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I could confirm. But, yeah, Foreigner is real. They hard. I like Foreigner.
Yeah.
Well, since we in the synth pop, we could get into, yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart. Before we get on out
Owner
of here,
of
we want
a
you
lonely
to
heart.
Boom,
yeah,
boom, boom. Yeah,
that
yeah.
sound was crazy.
That's,
that sound
that's
right there
the
was
one
just,
you turn
there,
up. There,
there, there, there, there. That shit was hard, son.
Let's go.
Friday.
To take you back to MTV like a motherfucker with that flag on the on the moon or wherever they were. Let's go.
Right, the moon man.
Show, man. I am G Lou. This is OG Music. Shout out to my DJ Maniac. And we back. Let's go.
D Yeah, hey. Ladies and gents, homies, homegirls, listen. Big G Luke and I'm back in position. One, two, oh what should I do? It's the world famous G Luke show, I thought you knew. Gun by my side as I'm dipping in my lac. On a mission and I'm fishing for my DJ maniac. Still listen to the Dub Shack. No color lines, we above that. Black and brown where the love at. Cognac is the drink that's drank by G's. I don't gangbang, but it's still BC. Bitch, please, you know how we do it to these buses. Southern California, not your average motherfucker, see? Some of you don't know about this G shit, baby. It's them old school grooves that be driving you crazy. Now as you move through the streets and you groove to the sound, it's that California love, home of the black and brown. All my real ones, please stand up and let the whole motherfucking world know that if you down with the West Coast, black and brown, then you rolling with the G Lou show. All my real ones, please stand up and let the whole motherfucking world know that if you down with the West Coast, black and brown, then you rollin' with the G Lou show. Hey, it's the world famous G Lou show. West Side Wednesdays. After hours, you do. You know how we get down, homie. Black and brown unity in the community, homie. Let's stand up and get this shit right. G Lou said it. Much love.
Fabulous Fridays. We about to head on.
Yeah. Yep. I just want to bring you back in before we, you know, give your spiel.
It sounded good. It sounded so good. I'm like, yep, we rolled on out. But yeah, thank you as always. Shout out to Queen G. We miss you, Queen. Hope you're having fun out there. And thank you, Mr. G Lou. As always, we rolled it on out tonight, Blue Eyes Soul Part 2. Thank you to the listeners and the callers, always the sponsors. So thank you always. Until next week, I guess. Stay prayed up.
Stay all good, everyone. Much love. Check us out in the after hours tonight. Once again, we got the homegirl, LaTanya Ward, a.k.a. Powerful as a Motherfucker from the Jungles. She will be on live tonight, 9:30 p.m. Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. Tap in or tap out. Also, tomorrow night, Conversations in the Hookah Lounge. Make sure you're there. And Oldies Rule Forever Sundays. We'll be back on Sundays. Number one show, you already know how we get out. Shout out to the Jackie Ray Phillips Poetry of Justice show. Shout out to my bro CeeLo. Shout out to Tweed Cadillac 93.3 Tweed FMism BTP Media Group One World Magazine Street Level Clothing. What up, Marcy?
I can't call it. It's Friday. I'm tired. I'm ready to roll out. No. Okay. But it was a pleasure. I had a gang of fun again. It was really fun.
Yeah. As always. We'll see y'all next week. We'll end it with some Depeche Mode, man.
Hey. That's my word. Fabulous Friday. Don't be strange out there. Thank you, Pastor.
head.